This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum is opening a new exhibit called The Suitcase Project. I met with Melanie Boyle to find out more about this new exhibit. So tell me about The Suitcase Project.
So The Suitcase Project is a mini version of a traveling exhibition. It originates from the Nikkei National Museum, which is out of Burnaby. And it is by the artist Kayla Isomura, who's a photographer and journalist based in Vancouver, out of Vancouver. And so we found we were looking for a small exhibit to have this summer at the museum, and the opportunity to have the show came up really quite quickly. So it was, you know, wonderful opportunity. It's a small scale show meant for small spaces. It's video and photo based with some text panels, and it comes out of a project that Kayla did in 2018, where she interviewed, it's about the Japanese Canadian and Japanese American internment, but more it's about the response of the fourth and fifth generation, how reflecting on the challenges that their grandparents faced during the Second World War, and asking the participants what they would bring in a suitcase if they only had 24 to 48 hours to pack. So it's a reflection on many things, what you leave behind, what you take, and about identity and loss of identity, but also the regaining of culture. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And there's also a component specific to Cortez Island, is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's a really important aspect. So in the turn of the century, 1900s, there were two logging camps on Cortez Island, Japanese Canadians and one Chinese Canadian logging crew up island. So we had Japanese Canadian communities here on the island. There was a fairly well-known family called the Nakatsui family. So one of the elements of our exhibition space was dedicated to exploring that family, what happened to them, how they arrived, and what happened to them after 1942 when the Japanese Canadians were interned. And the component is really based around, it's really a reproduction of Mike Manson's blog, which he wrote for the museum in 2017. And it's a fully researched, really nice, and coming from quite a personal perspective of curiosity about this family. And then Mike did the research and had contact and welcomed descendants of Mr. Nakatsui to the island and has maintained contact. So it's really important to relate back this traveling exhibit to our own history and reflect on what happened to the families here and what, you know, as a community going forward, you know, when we face challenges, what we can do for our community. We also have another aspect, which is we invited Suzu Matsuda and Ayami Strick in to recreate, in a way, or reinterpret a possible Japanese home in the middle of last century. It's been a really wonderful experience to invite, you know, Suzu and Ayami in. Both are accomplished in their craft and art fields. When you come to the exhibit, you'll see, you know, things, objects from their collection, as well as items and elements, artifacts from our collection. But it's been really wonderful to have them come in, and they really transformed the space. I mean, it was kind of a little bit of a tired space, lots of potential because there's this awesome stove and a beautiful little window area, but they've made it really lovely and welcoming and a bit intriguing. Like there's a game element to it, and aesthetically it's really quite beautiful. So they've done a wonderful job, and we were really thrilled that they stepped forward and were a part of it, because we have Japanese-Canadian artists on this island. And we also have a wall that we invite our community members to reflect on what they would bring in a suitcase, or what would make them have to leave their home. And it's sort of, we have that element as well in the exhibit. So trying to welcome community input and involvement and reflection.
I saw that wall already had a lot of additions to it. The show just opened. So was there a school visit, or it's just been a lot of youth?
Just youth, you know, visitors coming in. So no schools yet, but we will be doing programming. Laura Balducci, our programmer, will be doing work with the schools in the fall. And it's a great opportunity because the show runs all the way through into the school year. So there's a lot of potential good programming around it.
How long is this exhibit going to be on display, and what are the opening hours of the gallery right now?
Okay, so the exhibit is on display from, well, it opened July 10th, and it'll be on until November 27th. And we're open, our summer hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 10 till 4.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.